88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. It's Saturday. Not a lot of good news coming across the Twitter spaces or the conferences or whatever. Anything to do with 49ers, it's kind of down right now. Let's just be very, very honest. The news, no Brock Purdy, no Nick Bosa. We'll get through both injury reports. Hey, they're missing players too. Not like us. Nobody does. But things are rough, but I'm not one to mess with tradition. You know, I went back and looked this show. We started with the draft. Like I wanted to cover the draft. That's whenever I started the 40 hours rush 8+ years ago, draft was kind of my thing. I even emailed certain shows and programs that were already kind of just started doing 49ers stuff. There weren't a lot doing it 8 years ago. Got the cold shoulder. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to do my own thing. We started with the draft, but our regular season original content was all scouting reports and breakdowns and previews. That was kind of what we did. Then it morphed into film work. Then it morphed into breakdowns. Then, you know, it's evolved over the 8+ years. This is episode 1268. I went back and looked. We have done 126 regular season scouting report episodes. This is number 126. So, kind of that 1-10 ratio. That's what it is with off-season draft coverage, all that stuff. But I want to say thank you to everybody that is here. Thank you, Hugo, Kitty, JD. We got the man Colin, Vince always with us. And to our executive producer, Josh, who just crushes it on this entire series. So we're going to learn about the Packers. We're going to talk about matchups. Yeah, there's still some matchups that favor the 49ers, believe it or not. Yes, as bad as the 49ers are, hasn't been the best year by any stretch. The 49ers are currently 5.5-point underdogs. 5.5 points against a 7-3 team on the road with all these players out. You want to know what's really, really funny? The Dallas Cowboys are 10-point underdogs to a conference opponent. That's crazy. Right? Like, 49ers are rough, but again, there will always be a little glimmer of, at least we ain't that bad. They're real bad. The Packers are a good team. They're 7-3. They're third place in the NFC North with a 7-3 record. They'd have a 2-game lead if they were in our division. And I do believe, and I think almost everybody believes, the best division of football this year is the NFC North. Green Bay, Vikings, Lions. Great teams. Great teams. Now, they're a gritty, kind of hard-nosed team. Their defense creates a lot of turnovers, third best in the NFL, and that's kind of how they built their team. Jeff Hafley, former 49er, he's their DC. It's what it is. They just win close games. They've won five of their last six games. They won last week by blocking a field goal. Special teams can win you games. Not us, other teams. Not us, other teams. But you look at them, they've had 7 one-score games this year, the Packers. They're 5-2. 7 one-score games. They win the close games. The 49ers have had 6 one-score games. We're 2-4. We fall apart at the end of games, defensively, special teams. We're actually right on average for points scored in the fourth quarter. Like, we're right, literally the 16th team out of 32. But we're one of the worst defensive scoring teams historically. We went from first last year to dead last. That's kind of the issue. Yeah, the offense could be better. Yeah, the special teams is garbage and the worst coach unit in the NFL. I understand that. But you have the fourth highest defensive payroll. And that's when Bosa is out there. That's when Hargrave's out there. That's when all these guys are out there. You still can't get it done. But we'll see what it takes this week. Now, Jordan Love really hasn't had a really good season. He got that huge contract. Lots of interceptions. He got 11 interceptions. I mean, hasn't been great. Hasn't been great. But the young wide receivers, they've got a decent, they've got a really good right tackle, a bunch of offense. Their offensive line mimics ours. It's not great. You got one stud, Zach Tom, and then a bunch of other dudes. Elton Jenkins got paid, but his play's gone down huge. Defensively, Xavier McKinney, who they picked up, has been awesome. They're a good football team. You look at points scored, they're 10th. They're tied for 10th. They've scored 250 points so far this year. You look at the 49ers, guess what? The exact same amount of points. We scored 250, they scored 250. Boom, right there. The 49ers defense has given up 222 points. They've given up 213. So a 9-point differential, their defense is better than ours. You say that about a lot of teams. Not that we're terrible, but we're not very good defensively, especially when it matters most. Fourth quarter, we're the worst. So you've got this Packers team that just finds a way to win games consistently. Now, you look at the PFF snapshot. Not good. They're not graded well. Offense, they're 18th. Defense, they're 23rd. Special teams, they're 28th. PFF ranks their special teams behind us. And again, PFF has a lot of flaws. It's got a lot of merit to it, but a lot of flaws. This is one of them. Overall, the Packers are the 22nd team. Figure that out. A lot of it is because they are big play specialists on offense and defense. You think about the 60-plus plays the offense has in a given game, man, they grade out really good on 10 to 12, and they're explosive plays. You look at the defense, kind of same thing where they don't grade out great defensively, but they lead in turnovers. So their big plays are huge plays, and that kind of skews the data. Whereas the 49ers, man, EPA-wise, all those things, listen to this. Again, the same PFF overall unit rankings. Offense, fourth for the 49ers. Defense, eighth. Special teams, 22nd. Overall, the 49ers are fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, how the hell are we the fourth-ranked team and we're 5-5? Well, we fall apart in the fourth quarter. We fall apart in the fourth quarter. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. Tommy says, give us some hope, John. Now, if you missed our last show, I want to say real quick, if you want hope, go back. We did a positive only episode, and I recorded it before the press conference. Thank God, because we lived in a better world then. The hope is this. Any given Sunday, the 49ers have a very good team. The 49ers have a good coaching staff outside of their defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. I think they're very, very good. Can the 49ers beat the Packers without all these players? Yeah. Yeah, they can. Is it likely? No, it's not. But yes, they can. The Packers, I just told you, they have 7 one-score games. They allow teams to hang around because they don't close out either. They're just tougher and more mentally prepared to outlast. Niners aren't built that way. We're front runners. It's who we have been since Shanahan showed up. You got to get that lead early. The hope is you still got more superstars than they do. You're just missing perhaps your two most important, and Nick Bosa and Brock Purdy. So yeah, it's rough right here, Vince. No Bosa, no Brock. Help me, CMC. You're my only hope. There, the Princess Leia has been channeled. I love it. Got to run the ball nonstop. I love it, Vince. Yeah, 40 rush attempts to win it. Run the ball. Mike C, appreciate you, man. Hey, Chris, you guys are awesome. Right here, sup. Are we going to get blown out? We shouldn't. The Packers haven't blown anybody out, and they played some bad teams. Their biggest win was against Arizona. They blew them out 34-13, but that was about it. They really haven't. Tennessee, 30-14. They won by 16. So, yeah, I guess they've blown a couple people out, but no, I don't see that. I really, really don't. Right here, Daniel. Hey, John, do you think Kyle would draft a rookie center this offseason? He sure as hell should. Should have done it the last 5 years in a row. Or would he look to the free agent market? No quality centers get released in free agent. That hasn't happened. All the way back, you got to go all the way back to, I think it was 2015 when he joined the Falcons, and he paid top dollar to bring Alex Mack with him from Cleveland to Atlanta. That was like the last big time center to leave in free agency. You got to draft. And I know Kyle's never wanted to, but he got to. It's the biggest weakness on the team. Jake Brendel is a bigger issue than our special teams coordinator, Brian Schneider. And that's saying so much. Jake Brendel's a bigger issue than Nick Sorensen, our terrible defensive coordinator. Jake Brendel's a bigger issue than he's the biggest issue on the team consistently. He plays all the snaps. He just doesn't play them well. Kyle's going to draft another kicker. What's up? I love it. Hey, Papa Jay. Appreciate you, man. Good to see you, bud. So, yeah, it's what it is. It's not great. It's not great. And, yeah, we'll see. Is Trent playing? He's questionable. Let's jump down to the injury report. We always get out of whatever. So, here's who's out. It's a long list. Brock Purdy out. Nick Bosa out. Tatum Bethune out. Kevin Givens out. Charvarius Ward out. Jacob Cowing out. That's a lot of outs. Questionable, Trent Williams and John Feliciano.
Thank you, No, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff. And there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You got to have both those guys. I mean, if I could do one thing, if somebody said, John Chapman, you are in charge of one decision for the 49ers, it would be move John Feliciano to center. Simple. That would be my number one thing. Number one thing. Move John Feliciano to center. That'd be the one thing. Now, the Packers, they're missing two starters. Jair Alexander, who I think he's the third highest paid corner in the league. Like, he's a baller. And then Edgerrin Cooper, who they drafted, their Mike linebacker, really good player, but nowhere near what the 49ers have or don't have. They're missing so much. But I expect Trent to play. Doesn't mean he will, but I expect it. Now, let's go over the Packers coaching staff, because I think this is important. Ties out the wazoo to Kyle Shanahan. Okay, Matt LaFleur is their head coach. He's coached under Kyle Shanahan three different places. He was with them at Houston. He was with them at Washington. He was with them at Atlanta. And on top of that, he's Robert Saleh's best friend, including Robert Saleh is now on their coaching staff as a consultant advisor. Matt LaFleur's been great. He's got 66 wins, 34 losses. Great coach. He's really, really good coach. His brother, Mike LaFleur, was with us for a long time. And, you know, it's funny. They've faced each other five times, Shanahan and Matt LaFleur. LaFleur's won in the regular season. He's 2-1. Kyle's beat him twice in the postseason. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, LaFleur was a wide receiver for a while, not in the NFL. He played for the Omaha Beef, the Billings Outlaws, baby, the XFL and kind of all that fun stuff. He was a wide receiver. But as a coach, this dude grinded it out. Started at Saginaw Valley State, then went to Central Michigan under Brian Kelly, one of my least favorite coaches in the industry. Him and Saleh got a job there, and that's where they became best friends back in 2004. Then they went to Northern Michigan. Then he went to Ashland. Then he started working with Kyle back in 2008 at the Houston Texans as an offensive assistant underneath. And it's funny how that kind of opened up. Because he was there. This is when Mike McDaniel had his, you know, drinking issues where he kind of got let go and they brought in Matt LaFleur, who kind of passed him, and that created a lot of tension. A really interesting story. But thankfully, Mike McDaniel came out on the positive side, obviously. Then they go to Washington. He was with Kyle from 2010 to 2013. Then he left Kyle, went to Notre Dame as their quarterbacks coach, joined Kyle again in Atlanta in 2015-16. Then he joined the Rams in McVay, who he worked with as well before, as their offensive coordinator. Took 1 year as Tennessee's coordinator, offensive coordinator under Vrabel. Then he became the Packers head coach back in 2019, and he's been awesome. Their offensive coordinator, also a Kyle guy, Adam Stinovich, played for Michigan, offensive tackle. I mean, he was a stud, two-time All Big Ten. I mean, 2004, 2005 stud, undrafted free agent. And he played, he bounced around the NFL on practice squads, Carolina, Green Bay, played for the Amsterdam Admirals back in NFL World or whatever, was with the Cowboys. And then he joined the Houston Texans practice squad when Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur were both coaches there. That was the connection that was made. And, you know, he coached at San Jose State, became 49ers offensive line assistant under Kyle. Then he became the head Green Bay offensive line coach when LaFleur got hired there. And now he's the offensive coordinator. He's worked his way up. Defensive coordinator, same thing. Worked his way. Jeff Hafley, he was with the 49ers back in 2016 before Kyle and stayed on the squad the coaching staff after Kyle got hired. Nobody did that. Like, he was the guy. Good coach. Became Ohio State co-defensive coordinator after that. Boston College's head coach. And now this is first year as the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. It's been an interesting trip. There's no doubt about that. Now, the history of the matchup, 49ers are short. Packers have won 38. Niners have won 34. One tie. So we're four down. The last matchup was the 2024, just last year, divisional round playoff game. 49ers won 24-21. Now, right? The Packers, hard-nosed team, win one-score games, not against us. Not against us. 49ers scored 10 points in the fourth and held them scoreless in the fourth quarter. That is the last time that the 49ers defense has held a team scoreless was the divisional round last year. Every single game this year, the 49ers have allowed points defensively in the fourth quarter. We have zero fourth quarter shutouts this year. Last year under Wilkes, we had 11. Did you hear that? 11 fourth quarter scoreless games last year under Steve Wilkes. This year, zero, goose egg. Ah, man, it's so bad. But Devondre Campbell was on their team. I should have left that out, but whatever. Now, that game was huge. Jordan Love threw two picks. Drake Greenlaw got them both. That's what it was. So, 49ers had no sacks that game. Ugh. Yeah, and shoot, Kenny Clark destroyed Jake Brindle all game. Every time Kenny Clark and the Packers have played Jake Brindle, they've destroyed him. I expect nothing different. Why would things change now? Why would they start to change? I have no idea. Now, real quick, just a couple updates. Next week, next Tuesday, we're going to have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout. That's going to be Tuesday, the 26th, before Thanksgiving at 5:30 p.m. That's already been posted on our Patreon and the 49ers Rush. And if you are going to Buffalo next week, and next week's going to be a busy week, a short week. We've got, you know, traveling on the road, back-to-back road games. We got the Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout, flying to Buffalo cross-country, hosting a couple awesome events. We're going to be out at the Rec Room the day before the Buffalo game on the 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. Come say what's up, day before party. And then we got one of the coolest tailgates we've ever done. 4:30 to 7:30, unlimited drinks, food, beverages, you name it. One block northwest of the stadium. Get your tickets. Everything's included. As always, kiddos, get in free with a ticketed adult. Under 18, get in free. 3880 Abbott Road. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com to get your tickets. Get over there, man. It's going to be awesome. Appreciate everybody that's joining us here late. What's up, Kim? Hey, Kevin, how we doing, man? Appreciate you guys. We got a lot of draft talk. a lot of draft talk in here. And that's crazy, man. I get it. I get it. Yeah, Dad, I appreciate you, Papa J. Look at this. Papa J, we have more offensive points scored in our division and the least points scored against us in the division. Yet we are in last place. How is that possible? When you score matters. The 49ers are a first, second quarter team, and we have not been a fourth quarter team since we switched over defensive coordinators. Pure and simple. Special teams, the common denominator has been terrible for 8 consecutive years. If it's going to be close, you lose. There's 3 phases of the game, and you've completely neglected one. Not salary-wise, not draft capital-wise. Keep in mind, the 49ers have the highest drafted kicker and highest drafted punter in the entire NFL, yet we still suck. We have specialists out the wazoo. We spent picks to draft Jacob Cowie to just be a punt returner. He's been all right. You trade 2 5th rounders to get a kick returner, Isaac Grindo, that has no vision and has fumbled, whatever. It hasn't gone well. DFF, you pay guaranteed 100% salary. He's the worst player we have on special teams. Our long snapper, worst season of his career, starting fights on the sidelines. It's bad. So we haven't neglected special teams capital-wise. We spend more than any other team does. Yet we get the fewest results, and that's terrible. Same thing with defense, right? We have the 4th highest paid defensive roster in the NFL, yet when the fourth quarter comes up, right here, the 49ers says, Greg Cassell says, the NFL films guy, yeah, he's amazing. thinks Trent is not the same player that he's used to seeing. He's not. The violence, the mean streak isn't there. He's still great. I think he's still a top three left tackle. I still think he might be the best left tackle. But yeah, the dominating Barry kind of Undertaker mentality, like I'm going to kill these people, we haven't seen that yet this year. But still moves great in space. People aren't beating him. He's been banged up. Skipping training camp really hurt him. But he got paid, so that's what he wanted. So, but he's still unbelievable. Is he an all pro? I think so. Maybe second team. But is he the best and have the biggest gap between him and the next player at his position this year? No. And whenever we saw Tristan Wirfs manhandle Nick Bosa for the Bucs before that injury, it was the first time where I was like, man, I think somebody has a better left tackle than us. But then he got injured. So, but yeah, he's still amazing. Still amazing. JT, I love you, man. So I miss, this is what JD says. So I missed yesterday's show live. But speaking of optimism, you're still referring to Brindle by his name and not a number like you used to with number 27. So maybe there's still hope for him. Dude, I love that. I stopped calling Dante Johnson by his name because I don't like speaking poorly on people. I don't like it. These are humans and dads and brothers and kids and whatever else. And I get reached out a lot by families of players. And I don't like to be that guy. But man, there's a tipping point. You know, we've broke down every single offensive, defense, special teams play on the 40hoursrush.com and our Patreon for, I think, 4 years straight. After a while, it's just like, golly, how is nobody else seeing this on the coaching staff? Like, stop that. And so, I don't know. It's a balance that I'm not good at. I don't like talking bad about people, including Jake Brindle. I think he's awesome, dude. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's time to switch to number 64. I don't want to yet. I don't have any hope, though. I don't have much hope. I really, really don't. Not in that player. I think he topped out a couple years ago, which wasn't very high ceiling anyway. All right, let's talk Packers. The Packers defense and their rankings out of 32 teams, okay? Points, their 10th. Most points allowed. So, like, pretty good top 10 group. 12th yards. 3rd in turnovers. That's their special thing. They'll give up the yards, but they are a gambling team with a lot of freak athletes. They only draft freaks. I know some of you guys, like, listen to my draft content, go through the draft book and my draft breakdowns. And, like, a lot of these names you're going to recognize, they're all freaks. Athletes, those athletic specimens. Listen to these names. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Lucas Van Ness, Quay Walker, Javon Buller, Edgerrin Cooper, Devontae Wyatt, Kingsley Enagbare, Preston Smith, Carrington Valentine, Eric Stokes. I mean, you're talking about top 5% of their position workouts. They draft workout warriors and try to coach them into their system. Has it worked? And it doesn't always work, but they rely on athleticism and superior athletics to get them where they want to be defensively. They don't do that offensively, but defensively, man, they want freaks everywhere. Athleticism above all else. And when you have a defensive identity like that, if you turn on the tape, dude, they fly around. They fly around. They are quick, they are strong, and they are big. Now, is it a perfect defense? God, no. But they have an identity, and they built towards that. They really, really have. 18th in first downs allowed. That's below average. 8th in interceptions. 14th in rushing yards, average. 17 rush touchdowns allowed, average. 15th in yards per rush, average. They're just an average defense with heightened athleticism. You can run on this team. Will the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, stick to it with the backup quarterback? I don't know. And I don't know the answer. Third downs, they're 13th. Fourth downs, 21st, below average. Red zone, 19th. Not good. We're way worse, but not good. You can score touchdowns on this team. Now, turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. That's the strength of this team. Kenny Clark is a beast. He's had his best games in his career against Jake Brindle. Rashawn Gary against Colton McKivitz. Are you kidding me? That's not good. You got to line up a tight end next to Colton McKivitz. You got to chip for Colton McKivitz. Chris Forster ain't going to do it. Kyle Shanahan ain't going to do it. Should be doing it all the time. Instead, we're chipping for Trent Williams and have been for the past 3 years. What the hell is that about? Ugh. Anyway, even with Jaire Alexander out in the secondary, he's their best secondary player. Secondary is their strength. Xavier McKinney's a beast. Like, they're just a well-built secondary. Carrington Valentine's going to step in for him. Seventh rounder out of Kentucky. I loved his tape. I was shocked he went in the seventh round. And he's a good player. Now, the bad news, they lead the NFL, the Packers defense, in fourth quarter scoring. They lead the entire NFL. That was a stat we ran last year with Steve Wilks. We were best in the NFL. Now the Packers are the best in the NFL. So, like, if your thing is, man, the offense needs to score more points in the fourth quarter, well, you're going against the best fourth quarter defense in the NFL. We are the worst. We're not the worst. We're bottom three. But there's players to exploit. Eric Stokes, who's a freak straight line speed player out of Georgia, changed direction. He bites on plays, overly aggressive. You get him on double moves. There's some flaws to his game. Lucas Van Ness, you can run at him consistently. He's a great pass rusher, not good against the run. They run a 4-2-5 scheme just like us. And their coverages are similar. Cover three is their most dominant coverage. They run 31% of the time, very similar to us. Cover one man, they run it less than us, but it's their second most coverage, 22% for them. And cover two zone, we don't do that too often. They run the fourth most cover two zone at 20%. And only 1% cover zero. So not a blitz-heavy team. They don't all-out blitz really ever. Maybe that changes with us having a backup quarterback in there. They want to get pressure with their front four. But like us, they're not great at it. They have 85 pressures on the season, the Packers defense. We have 83. Like, the carryover in this defense and ours is so similar. A lot of that's because Jeff Hafley was with us during the Robert Saleh era. So he's carried that with him, Boston College, and where he is now. Like, it's not anything new. He's not inventing new stuff. It's just carried over. It's carried over. Let's see here. Let's do this. Before we jump to the Packers offense and go through that, the number one way to support the show and kind of how I feed my family, it's the 49ersrush.com.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the 49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the 49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jaire Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's break down the Packers offense. Let's go statistically, 32 teams in the NFL. Points, eighth. Exact same amount of points as the 49ers have scored. Yards, fourth. We're second. Turnovers, 22. They turn the ball over a lot. Jordan Love has not protected the ball throughout his entire career. They have not. 26 in interceptions. Now, not a lot of fumbles. They've only lost three fumbles, which is fourth best. But they've lost 11 interceptions. That's 26 worse. Like, they put the ball in jeopardy. 13th in first downs, close to average. 9th in pass yards. 5th in passing touchdowns. They score. They don't run the ball well in the end zone. That's what's funny. They have 19 passing touchdowns, 8 rushing touchdowns. Like, they're one-sided. And if you look at them in the red zone anyway, they're 27th. Very similar to Shanahan's 49ers. They're struggling in the red zone. Third in pass yards per attempt, sixth in rush yards. Like they run the ball well, sixth in rush yards per attempt. Their play, it's giant chunks, man. They run the ball solid. They run the ball well, and then giant chunks in the passing game. That's what they do. 22nd and third downs, they're explosive team. They're not consistent drive down the field team. They are explosive. 22nd on fourth downs, not good. 27th in the red zone, really bad. They are a chunk team. Big play, big play, big play. Strengths, Josh Jacobs is a beast. With CMC at his current status, I think you got Saquon. I think you got Josh Jacobs. You can throw Kamara in there, a couple other guys. Josh Jacobs might be one of the best dual threat running back passing run game. He's up there. I'd put him ahead of CMC at his current state. Obviously, if Christian McCaffrey returns to the place he was, he would be the number one, but he's not there now. Maybe this week that changes. God help us. Because, like, if you try to, and again, whenever I coached, the conversation I always wanted to have is, okay, how does this team beat us? And you try to paint that picture, right? Or how do we beat this team, right? You try to approach it from every angle, self-scouting, all those things. Well, how did the 49ers beat this Packers team without Nick Bosa, without Brock Purdy, and everybody else banged up? You need Christian McCaffrey to be Offensive Player of the Year, Christian McCaffrey. That's what you need. You get that from number 23? Yeah. You got more than a chance. Anybody can check the ball down. Brock Purdy doesn't. Wish he would do it more. Hope we get that back. But, man, you check the, you run the scheme. And, again, why is Kyle Shanahan going with Brandon Allen over Joshua Dobbs? Well, Brandon Allen runs Shanahan's scheme better, period. Is he the better quarterback? No. Do I think we're going to see both quarterbacks? I do. But will the real BA please stand up? That's Brandon Allen. It ain't that other guy. Brandon Allen does what he's supposed to do. The Niners can win this game. He really can. Really, really can. Throw the ball to Juwan Jennings. Throw the ball to George Kittle. Let Pierce all get space. Check it down, check it down, check it down. Nickel and dime this team. It's a fourth quarter game. Both of these teams, Packers have had 7 one-score games. We've had 6. It's there. Now, their wide receivers, the Packers, man, they've got a group of them. Whew, just a bunch of young, fast wide receivers. Jaden Reed, I think, is the best. Christian Watson is just a straight line, kind of the new Mike Williams 2.0 deep threat guy. I'm kind of concerned about him against Isaac Yiadom, to be honest with you. Their offensive line's not great. They have one stud, Zach Tom, the right tackle. I think he's a top 5 right tackle. We could have had him. We could have had him. They got him in the 4th round. We drafted Ty Davis Price, Danny Gray, and Spencer Burford all right ahead of him. Ugh. Man, could have had him. That's okay. That's okay. Now, their scheme. What do they do tendency-wise, schematically wise, all those things? It's our scheme. It's the outside zone. It's Shanahan offshoot. It's what it is. Now, the funny thing is, they're the exact same in the fourth quarter. We're tied. Both of our teams are tied. 49ers offense, Packers offense, 6.1 points in the fourth quarter this season. Tied. That's like the NFL average, by the way. Now, they air it out. They throw it deep way more than we do. 17% of their passes are 20-plus air yards. They chunk the ball. Jordan Love's got a 110 rating on deep balls. Amazing. Play action, 22%. That's super high. He's got a 109 rating there. Screens, 13%. That's super high. We run 6. They run twice the amount of screens as we do. 118 rating. So deep passes, play action, screens, that's their specialty. Traditional dropbacks, not good. Terrible. Sub 100 in every single area. Play action, deep screens. That's where they excel. You get pressure on Jordan Love, he puts the ball in jeopardy consistently. Consistently. Not a lot of normal routines, though. And why would you whenever he's not good at it? At his worst versus the blitz, but guess what? We're the least blitzing team in the NFL. We do some run gap blitzes consistently, but we don't disguise anything ever. And I do not expect Nick Sorensen to start whenever you don't have Nick Bosa. We don't disguise anything ever defensively. We're the most vanilla defense, not only in the NFL, probably college football as well. Like, if you watch college football, you know And, you know, my Longhorns play in a little bit. I'll be watching that one. We run the most boring. Like, I can tell you what our coverage is every single time. It's very simple. So can other teams. So can other teams. Let's see here. Let's get to a couple comments. I'm seeing some arguing about draft stuff. I love it. Trent Williams has been good. He hasn't been great. Obi, Aaron Banks was the worst player, worst game of his career. Even bad on special teams. Almost got our field goal blocked. Yeah, he was god-awful, man. Whew. So bad. The penalties, 40 hours throwback, appreciate you. Trent Williams penalties off the charts this year. What the hell is that about? Yeah, he's still one of the best. He's not the best anymore. I agree with you. Maybe that changes soon, but he hasn't even practiced this week. He might not even play this week. Yeah, it's rough. All right. Favorite matchups. When the 49ers are on defense, I think Fred Warner versus their tight end, Tucker Kraft, I love that matchup. I really, really do. Not really a lot of favorable matchups for the 49ers when we're on defense, to be honest with you. Not with Bosa out. It's hard. Not with Charvarius Ward out. It's hard. Them, Christian Watson versus Isaac Yiadom. Isaac Yiadom made great plays last week. He made some terrible plays. He was awesome on special teams. Oh, Yiadom. The best gunner, corner gunner protector we've had since Samuel Womack. He was awesome. Man, if y'all haven't watched Special Teams Breakdown, go watch it. It's posted. But Christian Watson versus him on the deep ball, I do not like. Now, positive Sorensen comment. Last week against DK Metcalf, the few times DK Metcalf was matched up with number 22, Isaac Yiadom, we ran a cover six roll two to Yadam's side, which means he had deep help behind him. You got to do that again. I thought that was really smart by Sorensen. It's where you run quarters to one side, no deep help, and cover two to the one receiver side, which is the DK side, and he had deep help behind him. I want to do more of that. When Christian Watson's on number 22, I want to cover six, roll two to that side. That's what I'm hoping for. He did it last week, and it worked well. Limited DK, except for on that one play. Best blue chip, their best against our best. Diamador Lenore versus Jaden Reed in the slot. Those are two young, promising superstars in the making. Jaden Reed is really, 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 really good. So that Demo versus Jaden Reed, I'm excited about. Now, when the 49ers are on offense, my favorite matchup with Jaire Alexander out, Keyson Nixon is going to be their number one corner. He's their number two guy, but now he's going to be going up against Juwan Jennings and Deebo Samuel. That's my favorite matchup for us. Guess what? Keyson Nixon, drafted 2019 out of the University of South Carolina. This dude was Deebo's teammate. Come on, baby. Yeah, T.O. calling you out. Not a good game last week. This is a get-right game for Deebo. It really, really is. Not that Deebo was bad. You get a nice fourth-quarter pass on drift play. You win that game. Brock was off. Shoulder makes a little more sense now. But I like our matchups against their corners. There's not one corner that scares me. Their safeties are better than their corners. Their best matchup, we talked about it before, Kenny Clark versus Jake Brindle. Really, any player against Jake Brindle is the best matchup for every single team, every single week. Last time these two teams played against Jake Brindle, Kenny Clark had four pressures, one sack, and four tackles, was the second highest graded player on their team, offense, defense, special teams. Dude wrecked shop. Maybe Dominic Pooney helps out. But gosh, man, you can't count on Banks. Can't count on McKivitz. Trent might not even go. Yikes. Best on best. George Kittle versus Xavier McKinney. Dude. Number one tight end versus probably third best safety in the NFL right now. Gosh, how the Giants got rid of that dude and Saquon, idiots. Kept Daniel Jones, morons. That Kittle versus McKinney is going to be fun. That's going to be great. Now, let's get into our bets. Oh. It's weird because I waited. I wanted to know who was playing. And then we find out. And I was like, man, there's not going to be any bets this week. Wrong. Not only are there some great bets, there are some free bets this week. Now, here's the game plan. This Thanksgiving, load up your plate, grab your phone, and lock in your picks. MyBookie's giving you a risk-free football bet.
plus a shot at a growing prize pool. And if you're new to the family, they'll double your initial deposit with our promo code 49ERS. So here's the thing, how it works. Devin Achane, if he scores the first touchdown in the Dolphins versus Packers game, you get paid big. If he doesn't, MyBookie's got your back with a full refund. I call that a no-lose bet. Also, starting Monday, MyBookie's Telegram prize pool contest kicks off. The pool starts at $15,000 and grows by an additional $5,000 every time they get a new 1,000 new subscribers. All you have to do is join the Telegram channel by December 1st to lock in your share. Now, here's the good news. If you're already subscribed, you're automatically in. The more subscribers, the bigger the winnings. So spread the word and tell them use code 49ERS for a no-risk bet on Devin Achane to score the first touchdown. Double your initial deposit. Enter into the giant prize pool contest that kicks off on the 1st. So check that out. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, I posted all my bets over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, but my favorite bet of the week is Brandon Allen under 29.5 pass attempts. The reason why I like this one so much, twofold. One, the way to win this game with a backup quarterback is to run the damn ball. So that's number one. Number two, I'm not sure Brandon Allen finishes this game. If he struggles, Josh Dobbs gets in there. So there's a two-path lane to cover that one. So Brandon Allen under 29.5 pass attempts is my favorite bet of the week. I think we have 9 bets posted over there. But yeah, you can go check that out. So let's get to the predictions. Not pumped about this one. It's funny because I get called out for like always picking the Niners or whatever else. Vegas always picks the Niners too. They always do. We've been favored in every single game this year. Not this one. Spreads down to 5.5 points. It was at 49ers get 1.5 point, and then the Purdy Bosa news, and it dropped to 5.5. It's a lot. I'm not taking that bet. I'm just not. But the good news is our expectations are checked. Read it from the chat, all the draft talk. There's something that happens when your back's against the wall. There's something that happens psychologically. There's only so much you can take. This year has not gone well. And at some point, you got to lash out. Do you lash out at each other? Do you lash out at the fans? Or do you take it out on the other team? Everybody's written the 49ers off. Everybody has in the entire NFL. Yeah, whether it's my fantasy football chats, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, emails, DMs, expectations, rock bottom. What's the old Mad TV? Lowered expectations, right? Like, that's where we are. That's where we are. So, hey, guess what? You got nothing to lose. Just go out swinging. That's all you do. You go out swinging. When you're a boxer, I used to box back in the day. I wasn't very good. I had short arms, no reach. That's not good in boxing. And you're behind in points, and you're in that final round, and like they tell you, look, man, you knock them down or you lose. Do you go in and just cover up? Or you go down swinging. That's what you got to do. This game is so damn important. It's the worst timing for all of these injuries. If you win this game versus the Packers, you have a 55% chance making the playoffs. Playoffs, 55%. You lose this game, drops down to 15, 1-5. Juwan Jennings, you got to go out swinging. We've never been in this position. In 2020, a lot of these guys weren't around then. 2020 was the last time you're in this position. You got to go out swinging. Leave nothing up for debate. You go out swinging. Now, I do have the 49ers fighting. I'm not sure Brandon Allen is the quarterback at the end of the game. I hope he is, because that means things are going well offensively. But the other side of the ball is my biggest concern. I know everybody talks about Brock Purdy. I think the 49ers can move the ball. Christian McCaffrey, Juwan Jennings, Pearsall, Kittle. I think we'll move the ball. I think we can get some general offense and score some points. I think a lot of field goals. But defensively, with no Bosa or Ward, I'm more concerned. I'm more worried about the defense, who has sucked this year anyway. Sorensen, he's been the worst, especially in the fourth quarter. Now you have no Bosa? Now you have no Charvarius Ward? I don't like it. I think for the 49ers to win this game, you need to be up 17 points
in the fourth quarter. I said all year, you got to be up 13 points in the fourth quarter to win with this defense and this defensive coordinator. I got to up it to 17 now. I don't think the 49ers can do that. I hope that they do, and I hope I'm wrong. But I have the 49ers losing this game, 29-19. I got us losing by 10. A lot of field goals, maybe some two-point attempts at the end. It's just something funky. I got 29-19. I do not have us covering the spread. Ugh. Man. Yeah, it's not supposed to rain currently. It's not supposed to snow currently. That's good. It is going to be cold. But, yeah, it's rough. But I can tell you this. No matter what happens, we are the faithful. And, yeah, this game means you're going to be in this team has to lose and tiebreaker situation, whatever else. But that's maybe where we need to be. Maybe we've got to lose a little bit before the expectations get checked to where they should be so that we can move forward accordingly. Maybe. I don't know. How long Bosa, how long Purdy's out? I don't know. Not a good place to be, but could be worse. We still got a fighter's chance. Go down swinging, baby. You guys are the best. Thank you for today's show. We'll be live right afterwards. I'm not going to the game this week. I'll be staying home with the fam. So we'll be live right here. So join us for a therapy or a celebration talk. We'll see how that goes. But you guys are the absolute best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.